Juneteenth is Saturday, and tomorrow, a celebration will be held on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Chris Stokes is UTC's Assistant Director of Multicultural Affairs. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about UTC's celebration.
After last year, there was so much going on with the country. We wanted to do something to just celebrate the heritage and culture of the holiday. We wanted to make sure that people were aware of this moment in history. And so last year, when we did it, it was an opportunity for people to vent and just share their intense feelings at that moment. But this year, we really wanted to focus on celebration and focus on those celebration events that are happening all across the nation. Since we're doing an in-person event, we know it's the summertime. We've got students there from summer school and faculty and staff there, but we wanted the campus to still pull together for an opportunity to network, just to celebrate the heritage, the culture, and just to take the time to learn more about this moment in history, for the campus to come together, have some refreshments, lunch on us, and an opportunity to learn more about Juneteenth itself, the African-American Independence Day, and also to learn the flag. People have heard about the holiday, you know, but so little know about the significance of the flag and the symbolism behind it.
Briefly describe this flag and its significance to Juneteenth.
It has the American flag's colors, but it shares an arc that symbolizes, you know, overcoming certain things. It shows the star, the Lone Star of Texas, which happened to be the state in which the last enslaved Africans found their freedom. There's a starburst, like a sunburst around it that shows like that level of this is a place of independence and freedom around us. So it gives all that, and then it shows symbolism to the date. I didn't want to go too in depth, but I wanted to make sure that people realize when they look at the flag, it's a symbol of freedom as well. And it tells a story of the culture of the people.
This is taking place amid other celebrations this week and on Saturday.
Yes, it's awesome. Our event is going to be in our Lupton Hall, our wonderful new space, our multicultural center, along with the student activities space on Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. We're going to have music celebrating the day. So it's going to be like a day party event, just celebrating the holiday. And also we're going to have footage playing from celebrations all across the country so people can see how people actually celebrate and actually learn more history of Juneteenth. And we're also providing resources for people to reach out and learn on their own. UTC's library has a whole selection of virtual resources for people to educate themselves and also to learn more and just celebrate Juneteenth. It's been a great partnership with the library as well.
And how are you spreading the word to campus about the celebration?
If you're on campus, we're sending an email out to the campus. It's a day of fellowship. So it's an email to the entire campus community.
All right, Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate you for having us.